talking about. James David Manning, yeah, had him on about a year ago. So he's definitely carrying the torch, and I hope more people of color, more African Americans, begin to speak out. But there's a lot of intimidation tactics that people use in their own circle to intimidate people. Oh, you're talking bad about Obama. You know, I had some fool call my TV show laughing. Why are you talking bad about Obama? Why are you talking bad about... I'll tell you why I'm talking bad about Obama. You retard, 9/11 was an inside job. We're still slaves to the military-industrial complex. The banker got $28 trillion. What's wrong with you, dumbass? What, your mommy, like, dropping you intentionally on your head repeatedly as a small child? What is your malfunction?
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Welcome to the real
death can come for at any time, in any place, any place, any place, any place.
There is only one way to save our city.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We ain't saving."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We ain't saving."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, heard right now all over the world at ZeroPointRadio.com. ZeroPointRadio.com is a place to go if you want to hear Ground Zero on all the time there. They got a full-on network going on with music and everything. It's just that every night at 10 o'clock, they set aside some time to play Ground Zero shows, and they do sell Ground Zero shows. Any past shows you may have heard, they're available to you for a buck, just a dollar. They may go up in price soon because only $2 eventually because of some things we have to take into consideration with the web and how it costs money to run the web. You know, and tell you what, they're cracking down a lot on these websites that are like mine because we try to get the information out to you the best we can, and we struggle right now with people who don't want this information to get out. And why not? Well, I'll tell you why not. Because it exposes what is reality. And no matter how crazy the reality I tell you sounds, it is reality. It's a darker side of reality. It's a darker ride, but it's still reality. And, you know, people have, they've written me and they've called me. And they've done all kinds of crazy things. They say, what's going on? What is your purpose? What is your agenda? And I always tell people, I don't have an agenda. Ground Zero is primarily a show that raises questions and eyebrows about news and about what I call the parapolitical realm of life. Parapolitical, paranormal, whatever you want to call it, monsters. You know, speaking of monsters, I have a listener who sent me a letter and he says, when are you going to start talking about monsters again? He says, I really love the werewolf show. I says, well, I love the werewolf show too. And I say, I talk about monsters all the time. The only thing is they wear three-piece suits. And they're out to kill you. And they hang out in places of power. And I had a very, after last week's show, I wanted to take a break. I wanted to say, hey, okay, maybe I can find a picture that hasn't been photoshopped of some UFO. Or maybe I can uncover some monster story. And the best I could do was, like, they found some strange creature in China that looked like a bear without hair on it. I'm thinking, that's boring. Who wants to talk about that? So, as luck would have it, I don't know if I can say luck because it's a really horrible story. But You know, last week, we were talking about the Pale Horse PSYOP, where I was saying there's got to be something going on here, some sort of a what I call political witchcraft. There's got to be some political witchcraft going on. And I mean that not in a sense that there are witches. I'm saying that, what do you call it, some sort of a hocus pocus, some sort of a PSYOP, some sort of a way to, I don't know, change the paradigm, if you will, or mess with your head a little bit. And so I wanted to take a break and say, okay, yeah, what I'm talking about, yeah, maybe over the top, and people may say it's overtly religious. But, you know, the truth of the matter is while this program isn't necessarily a religious show, religion right now and the falling apart of religion is in the news now. And this whole Pale Horse thing, my show last week was about an article I wrote called The Soldiers of the One, The Pale Horse PSYOP. Okay? And what's really odd is that while I wanted to take a break from this, I couldn't because I was watching CNN, and I was watching CNN, and there was a report about this website called WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks.com. Now, what WikiLeaks is WikiLeaks is allegedly this whistleblower site, okay? And what they're trying to do is they're trying to blow the whistle on the war, and saying this war effort's horrible, people are being killed, and sure enough, WikiLeaks has this video that was released from a source that's deep in the Pentagon, they say, released this video of, and it's on my website, you can go to groundzeromedia.org and go to Empire of the Taco Demons, that's the article, click down and you will see this video that shows... that shows these reporters from Reuters getting gunned down in the streets of Iraq. And you get to hear these soldiers talking about shooting these people that didn't have any guns, that were basically unarmed, that just had cameras and tripods. And the rules of engagement were definitely ignored. So it was just primarily, what it was just a bunch of guys who saw this as a video game for sport. And you can argue all you want that maybe they were justified or they weren't justified, and that's not the topic here. What's really creepy, okay, I don't want to argue if the military were justified. That's not what I'm bringing this up. I'm not bringing this up because of this. I'm bringing it up because of what I talked about last week. The Pale Horse PSYOP. The idea of the Pale Horse and the numbers 9 and 13. The numbers 9 and 13, okay? And I talked about the 13th card being the death card, and I talked about the Pope greeting the man on the horse, the death horse, the horse, the pale horse. And I said the number 9, the number 666, the number 9. I brought up all these numbers, and I brought up the pale horse. And I said, this is a PSYOP. Trust me, it's a PSYOP, and believe me, they're going to push this PSYOP, and everybody's going to freak out. And everybody's like in the chat room going, I can't grasp this. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what's going on, Clyde. What are you talking about? Well, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. What you're about to hear is you're about to hear the exchange between soldiers in Iraq, and I want you to pay close attention to the name of the crew and the gunner who took a 30-millimeter cannon and shot these Reuters reporters. Listen closely for the name of the gunner in this recording of the exchange between soldiers.
Hotel 26, Crazy Horse 1, have 5 to 6 individuals with AK-47s. Request permission to engage.
Roger that. We have no personnel east of our position. So, you know, 3 to engage, over.
All right, we'll be engaging.
Roger, go ahead. I can't get them now because they're behind that building.
All right, we got a guy with an RPG.
I'm going to fire.
No, hold on. Let's come around.
Go ahead. You can come our point of view.
I'm
ready to fire. We won't get him. We got a guy shooting.
Now he's behind the building.
He was right in front of the Brad. About there at 1 o'clock.
You're clear.
All right.
Let's stay line up. Let me know when you get them. What you? Light them all up.
202 traffic, 260. Come on, fire.
Roger. Keep shoot. Keep shoot.
Bushmaster 2-6. We need to move time now.
All right, we just engaged all 8 individuals. We're still firing. Roger.
Got him.
2-6, we're
moving. We got
this. Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
we're
going to bypass. God damn it, Kyle. All right.
Got a bunch of bodies laying here.
All right, we got about 8 individuals. Yeah, we got one guy crawling around down there, but, you know, we're going to definitely get him out. We're shooting some more. Better. Hey, you shoot, I'll talk. Hotel 2-6, Crazy Horse 1-8.
Crazy Horse 1-8, this is Hotel 2-6, over.
Roger, currently engaging approximately 8 individuals, KIA, RPGs, and AK-47s. Bushmaster, we have a van that's approaching and picking up the bodies.
Where's that van at?
Right down there by the body.
Okay, yeah.
Bushmaster, Crazy Horse, we have individuals going to the scene, looks like possibly picking up bodies and weapons.
Crazy Horse 1-8. Crazy Horse 1-8. You see, some monsters, they wear uniforms too. And they abuse their authority and they see people walking as just nothing but meat suits that are targets for sport. Thus, the riders of the Pale Horse win many battles with swords and plagues and wipe out everyone who crosses their path. See, I was talking about the soldiers in the militia last week, called them the Soldiers of the One based on that Caprica meme that I was talking about. And then I also talked about the number 9, the number 6, 666, 9, the Antichrist meme, the Pale Horse, PSYOP. See, the meme of the horseman still rides with a 30-millimeter cannon gunner, codenamed Crazy Horse 1-8. He was in an Apache helicopter. He headed up a crew that opened fire on innocent civilians in Iraq. This made a big news story out of WikiLeaks. It's been on every news show since the Ground Zero show last week. The brutal video is at WikiLeaks.com. You can also see it at GroundZeroMedia.org. I don't want to dwell too much on this. I just want to point out, though, that we were talking about this meme, and I'm proving and reinforcing that the Antichrist meme, that whole idea, the ghost of the machine of the Antichrist, is alive and well, from asking about Obama being the Antichrist to the Pale Horse meme I talked about. Crazy Horse, Pale Horse, Crazy Horse 1-8, 18, 666, 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18, or 1 plus 8 is 9. The meme is there. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, it's there. I talk about it, and people think I'm crazy. And then, not to mention the idea that I talked about the plagues and death that was prescribed by none other than Bill Gates of Microsoft, saying that we need to eliminate 1/6 of the population. Not just saying that Zbigniew Brzezinski had said the same thing, not mentioning that the whole health care plan is there to basically control your pain and painkillers. You know, and the guest I'm having on tonight, she has a show on the internet called The Invisible Hand. She talked about this as well. It's just an amazing thing. It's going around. They're controlling health. They're controlling welfare. They're controlling everything. And the Pale Horse deals with this. It deals with sickness and death. And The other thing that's very strange is that not only was my show, you know, that I had to sit and think about this and the Crazy Horse 1-8 situation, but a minister who I ran into at a coffee house said that he listens to the show, and he told me that he saw it too. But he also told me, he said, there's something else you need to talk about. And I go, what is it? He goes, you need to talk about something called cacodemons. I go, cacodemons? Never heard of cacodemons. What are those? He says, well, that's a very old way of talking about shapeshifters. And I said, well, have you ever heard of David Icke? And he says, no, I haven't. I says, well, David Icke talks about shapeshifters. And he says, well, if you investigate cacodemons, I promise you that you will be a believer. So I went to the Kenton Library, and I couldn't find much on cacodemons. But the one thing I could find about them is what's really weird is they are demons that infiltrate or get into the bodies of war dead. They get into the bodies of aborted fetuses. They get in the... It's just a creepy... I mean, I don't know why he wanted me to talk about this, but he just said, here's the deal about cacodemons. Once they get into the bodies of humans and the humans become their avatars, they become hostile towards the weaker animals and children. And they attack children. And they molest children. And they eat children. And I was scared by what he was telling me, because I was thinking to myself, my God. And then all of a sudden we start hearing the stories about the Pope and the European kids that have all been abused by bishops and cardinals, and Ratzinger looking the other way, Pope Benedict looking the other way. And I'm thinking, my God, this is some sort of synchronicity. And then I was thumbing through a story the other day about the Queen of England and Prince Philip, and how there was a story that has surfaced out of Canada about Indian schools. There were boarding schools that were put together in the 1930s and 40s and 50s by the Church of England and the Catholic Church. And people are now coming forward saying that they were abused in these schools. And at one time, and this is a witness talking, and this girl says that one day Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip showed up at one of these schools. They asked all the children to line up, and Prince Philip and the Queen picked out 10 children. They were taken away, and they were never seen again. They disappeared, and no one knows where they went. And there are many people, David, I concluded, that say that the Windsors are shapeshifters, and they're demons and lizards, and they drink the blood of children. Princess Diana said the same thing before she was murdered. She said it in many magazines. She said that the Windsors are not healthy, they're not real, they're horrifying, and they're scary. I want to play for you a cut. This is a woman who went to one of those Indian schools, and she's being interviewed on a Canadian television program about what happened at those schools during the time when the Catholic Church, the Queen of England, and Prince Philip would arrive. And I'm going to tell you, it's horrifying.
I'm Irene Fable. I'm 75. I went to a residential school in Muskogee in 1941 to 1949. And I had a very, very rough life. I was mistreated in every way. As a young girl, she was 7 years old. She was pregnant. And what they did, she had her baby. They took the baby, wrapped it up in a nice pink outfit, took it downstairs. I was in the kitchen with the nun for cooking supper. They took the baby into the, where they make a fire and all that to heat up the school, furnace room. They threw that little baby in there and burnt it alive. All you could hear was, that was it. And you could smell the flesh cooking. It's a big mistake when people say we were treated good. No way.
That's a very frightening and chilling confession by a woman who, where a young girl witnessed something that was horrific. The abuse of the children in the church, the idea of the pale horse prophecy, if it's real, coming true, the psyop happening as we speak, and the idea of the Antichrist meme, or the Antichrist feeling, or the idea that there is one on the horizon. What's really interesting is that there was a, I used to do a show at Dante's called the Ground Zero Lounge. And I had talked about this a while ago, talking about, you know, because I have my theories of who the Antichrist is, and I'm not going to get into that too much tonight, and a lot of people do know, and we talked about it a little bit. But the frightening thing is that much of what I have, you know, I've accumulated the knowledge from certain people. One is Tim Cohen, who wrote The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea, which is, I've talked with and interviewed before. A guy by the name of David Flynn, who has written several things, and a woman by the name of Tracy R. Twyman, who wrote a piece called The Apocalypse Plot. And she's written several other pieces. She's appeared in a movie that two friends of mine did called Bloodline. Bruce Burgess and Renee, who have Renee Barnett, who produced the show, and it made a tour. And I did a show about it a long time ago and had a number of people show up talking about the idea of the bloodlines, the Antichrist, you know, the how to know what's happening. And so tonight, we have, in my opinion, have staged a huge coup here by having both Tracy R. Twyman in studio tonight, and later we're going to be talking with William H. Kennedy, who is a foremost occult specialist, especially occult when it comes to the Catholic Church. But first, we're going to welcome to the program in studio Tracy R. Twyman. Welcome to Ground Zero.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you in studio rather than at a bar someplace where we can just get drunk and talk about the Antichrist here. We can talk about it seriously.
Okay.
So, you know, you've been, I mean, gosh, you were the editor of Dagobert's Revenge. You were also, you've written for Paranoia Magazine. You've written for several magazines. I've seen your work, and a lot of my theories have come from you and several other people. And I had no idea that you lived in Portland. And when somebody told me, when a friend of mine told me, I freaked out. I said, I got to get Tracy on the show. I got her in the show, Dante's, now I got you on the radio here. So, looking around, and, you know, and I'm not going to, I don't want to be too overtly religious here, but what I want to do is I want to ask you, can you see with what's going on in the church, the Catholic Church now, with what's going on with health care and all these other things, do you see the establishment happening of what you call the imperial cult, in a way?
The imperial cult. I see that we're definitely headed towards a one-world government, and there are a lot of psyops going on right now to try to prepare us for that and steer us in one direction or another. And I think when I wrote the article, The Apocalypse Plot, that you've talked with me about before, in Dagobert's Revenge, I was talking about the idea that the government might literally use the idea of an Antichrist coming to power, uniting in a one-world government under the Antichrist, literally put that idea out there to make people think that it's happening and sort of fall into line with it. Because I'm sure you know a lot of Christians who do think that this is the end times.
Right.
And what I get a lot when I talk to these people is that their attitude is, well, I don't have to do anything about the horrible things that are happening in the world because I'm going to be raptured soon. Or,
right.
You know, it's so big and so horrible and also inevitable. You know, it's destined in prophecy, so therefore there's nothing you can do to stop it. And I see us, you know, headed towards a one-world government, headed towards a global financial system where we may indeed all have to have a biometric chip in order to buy and sell, which is foretold in the scriptures as part of the Antichrist reign. And those things are literally happening and do match the prophecies. And I think that the other things are being put out as well to give people that vibe, including, you know, 2012 movies that are coming out now and things like that.
The predictive programming is obviously there. I mean, like you say, the 2012 movies, we see other films that are out there about the apocalypse happening. And I talked about this before, saying, look at what's being said. Look at what's being shown.
Mm.
If not an Antichrist, perhaps an alien invasion or something that's on. I mean, everybody's saying we're waiting for the big event. 9/11 is nothing. What's happening soon is going to be the big event that's going to draw everybody into a situation where when the morgues are full and people are without hope, there's going to be a guy that's going to have to step forward and say, I've got it under control. And, you know, the reason why I even talk about this, because usually I'd be talking about something else. And what it's fascinating to me that this is all coming to pass because I've written several things about it. You've written several things about it. You know, it blows me away that a Harris poll recently asked GOP voters. They did it in New Jersey and then they did it nationally. They asked GOP voters if they thought or if they think that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. 24% said yes.
24%?
24% said yes. And wow. They were actually asking the question. CNN has done a full report. They did it during the election. They did a full report on whether or not Barack Obama was the Antichrist. Okay, CNN goes from CNN to CBN, okay? The Christian Broadcast Network. It's CNN, Central News, or Central News Network, or whatever. And it goes to the Christian Broadcast Network temporarily so they can inform the world. And you remember, I don't know if you remember John McCain when he did his, it was an anti-Obama thing where he did the thing, is he the one? People call him the one.
Right, yeah.
Is he the Messiah?
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's the question. Why now are they looking at Obama as like this Messiah or this Antichrist type person when he doesn't even fit the criteria? You know that and I know that.
Right, yeah. I doubt if I can't see the world uniting under him. In fact, I don't see him getting reelected at all. But you remember when he campaigned, there was a lot of imagery, you know, sun disk imagery behind his head.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, you know, there were vibes amongst his followers. They thought that he was some sort of Messiah figure.
Right.
And then there was a reaction against that. That
right.
If people are seeing him that way, then that must mean that he's, you know, a false prophet.
Well, the more I study, in fact, this might give me trouble, may not, but even the more I look into the Antichrist, I've been fascinated by this because of the meme, and I'm going back and looking over my old articles, your old articles, I'm looking over Cohen's articles, Flynn's articles, you name it, I'm looking over them.
Mm-hmm.
Even Hitler didn't fit all the criteria.
Right.
And everybody says, well, Hitler was the Antichrist. No, he wasn't. He never fit the criteria. He fit some of it, but not all of it.
Well, I mean, I think that it may literally be a meme, and it may never result in an actual Antichrist figure. I mean, I'm not a Christian, so
right.
I guess, you know, I can't say that I even believe in the Antichrist.
I was raised a Christian, but I'm looking at it from the standpoint, and I'm sure you can look at it too, where we've got, 70 million or so here in the United States
mm-hmm.
that believe in a virgin birth,
right?
That believe in a crucifixion resurrection,
mm-hmm.
which we just celebrated last week, right? The resurrection and crucifixion. And then they believe in an Antichrist and a second coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you get people that are on the verge anyway with 2012, and you start seeing molestations in churches and people getting shot in the middle of the streets for no apparent reason, you start hearing about all of these strange memes, even your president being the Antichrist, I think people start to get a little weirded out by it. I think that you're going to see perhaps some response, like we did with the militants called the Hutari,
mm-hmm.
that started shooting up and wanted to hunt down the Antichrist. Some really strange stuff. We're going to talk more with Tracy R. Twyman tonight on the program, and also coming up, William H. Kennedy. And he'll be fascinating, too, because he has some inside information about what's going on with the molestations in the Catholic Church and what this might mean for the Church and what it might mean for that Antichrist meme we've been talking about. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero, and we'll be back. This is not a test. It is the future. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. Tonight we're following through on some more information about what I call the Antichrist meme or the Pale Horse meme. Last week, I demonstrated with the Death Card, 13th card, the Major Arcana, that you see a man riding in on a horse. The Pope is greeting the man on the horse. Royalty, some king is dead under the hooves of this pale horse that rides in on the Death Card. And the Death Card means change. It means a number of things. And I mentioned the meme. I mentioned the idea of the pale horse, the Antichrist. And lo and behold, there's a video that makes the rounds on the internet and on the news where a gunner by the name of Crazy Horse 18 is shooting innocent civilians in Iraq. We have an interesting take now that everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, you're hearing stories about the molestation going on in the Catholic Church. A story about Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip showing up at a Canadian school, picking out 10 children out of the group and having them disappear without a trace. And I'm thinking that this is a move on the chessboard. That something, I mean, all of this being revealed is something, and I've called in two wonderful people to come on this program tonight to talk about it. Tracy R. Twyman, who I've read many times, and many of my writings have been inspired by some of the things she's written, and several other people. And later we're going to bring on William H. Kennedy to talk about what he has written, and he's written several things. He wrote Lucifer's Lodge and several other books that I've read that are amazing books. And to have him on the program tonight is going to be amazing as well. So I have to ask Tracy before we go to William, what do you think is really going on? I mean, am I like talking crazy, or is this really happening? I mean, are we seeing a culmination of death, destruction, and out-and-out demons, caco demons, if you will? I mean, this minister brought up caco demons, shape-shifting caco demons entering into the bodies of the clergy, destroying children. That's what caco demons do, is they eat children, or they destroy them.
Well, I think it's definitely possible. This reminds me of something I heard on another radio show. They were playing clips of soldiers in Iraq shooting people, and they were grunting and making weird demonic noises while they were doing it, like as if they were channeling demons. But yeah, I think the people working on behalf of the government and doing all these things that you're describing might very well be channeling demons, because a lot of them are involved in secret societies and occult practices that might very well invite demons into them. And that may explain some of the things that you describe on your show that may sound like results of conspiracy. It may very well be that there are forces working through these people that they don't even realize are controlling them and, directing their actions in a certain pattern that ends up unfolding the prophecy exactly the way it was put down in the book. But I also think it's quite possible that some of it is being done deliberately to make people think that this is the end times, to make them submit to it.
It is also, it's a blueprint. Mm-hmm. You know, the Book of Revelation, Nostradamus 2012 is a blueprint, and they can take advantage of this. However, the reality is that, you know, and if you read anything about the caco demons, they possess the lowest of souls, and it doesn't take much. I mean, most of the people are willing to accept them because of what they promise them.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are either given the demon, if you will, given to them by sorcery, or they enter into bodies that are sick anyway. Right. Or that are about to die anyway, or that feel that they're about to die, and so they promise them that they will give them wealth, and they will give them whatever. You just have to do this. You have to destroy virtue, you have to destroy children, and destroy women. And that's the whole idea.
And then there's intergenerational demons, which I think is definitely going on here. I write a lot about royal bloodlines, or at least I have in the past, and talked about how a lot of people in positions of power are members of these bloodlines going back to European royalty, and that those can be traced back even further to ultimately what I refer to as, you know, the Nephilim. All these royal bloodlines go back to ancient royal bloodlines, and the origins of those ancient royal bloodlines, according to the mythologies of the cultures, they actually come from the sky. They come from the gods.
Right.
So you've got this weird lineage going back to what our ancient cultures called the gods, what the Judeo-Christian culture calls fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally bloodlines from Satan and also from God. And you have in the Bible descriptions of genetic curses and blessings being passed on through bloodlines.
Right.
And specific bloodlines that are destined to rule or to be priests. And, in my writings, I often describe the Merovingian bloodline and other royal bloodlines connected to Jesus. And what I'm saying basically is that these people are from a bloodline that goes back to the patriarchs of the Bible, and it has a genetic stamp on it. It's not only in their DNA, it's connected to something spiritual.
The genetic stamp is actually alien, if you want to get there.
It's alien, and it's a spirit that follows the bloodline through DNA and causes people to realize certain prophecies, certain destinies, without even trying. That it's quite possible that these people who are from these bloodlines are in positions of power not only because of conspiracy and collusion, but also just because that is their destiny, because it's in their blood.
They were
blood.
Born to be that way.
Exactly.
You know, it just like, you know, it sounds like something out of Star Wars with midichlorians and Darth Vader, but that has basis, and that's what it comes from. It comes from that possibility.
Well, I'm good friends with a guy named Nicholas Sevier, who says he comes from one of these families. He says that he's literally a descendant of the devil, and one of the things he says is he says that his family practices what he calls royal witchcraft. And they worship beings that we would call the devil. One of them is Baphomet, and Baphomet is depicted in exactly the same way as the devil is today.
Right.
At any rate, they have these rituals where they drink blood, mm-hmm. their own blood,
right.
because the blood contains these sacred essences in it.
Right.
And he says that during these rituals, they channel their ancestors. They bring them into physical manifestation.
Isn't that interesting that you're bringing up these channeling the dead loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about possessions of bodies. And I had talked about the movie Avatar.
Right.
And how all of that's in there, too, talking about if you go to the Tree of Souls, you hear the dead speak to you.
Right.
They're all intermingled. They're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but, you know, Avatar means a body, a soul is filling another body or entering in. Like the Kako demons. The Kako demons enter into these bodies, and they become avatars, literally, for a demonic force.
Yes.
And they act on behalf of the demons in order to bring about chaos, to harm the children, harm the women, and then basically spread their chaos throughout the system.
That's definitely one of the things that happens. I mean, I definitely think that people can be possessed by spirits, and that there are spirits out there that have agendas, specifically agendas on about what they want to happen in human history, and so they use humans to manifest those.
So that is the alien threat. The alien threat is here. You can see it. You're witnessing it now. And it's basically creating a way to create humans to become beastly in origin.
Well,
they become like mongrels, beasts, dogs, you know, the lowest forms, wolves, if you will.
In a similar vein, we're talking about psyops and these avatar concepts that you're talking about. Okay, V is out now again.
Right.
And I've been watching it.
Oh, I've been watching it. I watch it all the time.
You know, I think there's something really interesting going on here, and I think that it's almost confessional in a way of the elite. I think that they're confessing something that literally is going on here.
They're acclimating us for it.
And I think last week's episode was about some rogue elements within the alien threat force are going to somehow penetrate
the fifth column.
Yeah, the fifth column. They're going to somehow break into the mothership and put out some signal to let everyone know that there is a resistance.
Right.
That was a confession.
Right.
There is a fifth column within the elite, and they were letting us know through their corporate media that there is a resistance.
Right.
They were talking to their own people. They were saying...
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, because look...
It's predictive programming, and why would that be on TV again, especially when... And as far as I'm concerned, it's jumped the shark a little bit. It's now... I watch it because I want to see what happens. Not necessarily too impressed with the new writers.
Right.
But yet, the meme is still being sent out there. And like you said, not only was it the week before they gave everybody the R6 vaccination.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, which is the alien vaccination, which is a meme that ran in the X-Files as well. So this meme of a vaccination that's alien that they give everybody to turn them into what? Turn them into alien or have them have their DNA fire this new way of feeling and new way of thinking. And then all of a sudden there's this warning that they have a message that's intercepted to say the fifth column is here. And this guy, I guess John May is his name, rules, or he's still alive.
Right.
And yet we're looking around us in reality, and people are saying, take a look at this. And you've got the situation, this leak that came out with WikiLeaks about these soldiers that shot and killed these innocent civilians.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's name is Crazy Horse 18, which I thought was even creepier. Then we have all of these religious priests and the Pope looking the other direction with regard to this molestation. The innocence is being, our innocence is being shot down.
Mm-hmm.
And the resistance is out there somewhere But we want to know who it is.
Well, I don't know exactly who they are, but, you know, I just mentioned my friend Nicholas DeVere. I mean, he is my friend, and I believe that he believes that he's one of these people. He has been accused by David Icke of being a shape-shifting reptile, okay?
Yeah.
And he is, in his own writings, he essentially admits to that their rituals somehow result in shape-shifting. I've never seen the man shape-shift myself, but my point is, he's my friend because we get along. Our ideas are so the same on so many different levels. He doesn't want to go around killing people, and he doesn't want to have a global government conspiracy. I think there are a lot of others like him within these families that, you know, you just don't know about because they can't, within their own social circles, talk about it. But I think there is a fifth column. I think that we're being racist, really, when we say the aliens are these evil demons that are going to kill us. I think that some of them are and some of them aren't. And I think that we have this perception of them being that way because we have myths and stories about bad things that they've done to us. And I think, you know, there's some truth to those stories. But I think to say, you know, to see it all as black and white is to actually fall into the trap of the meme, to you know, fall into believing, oh, there really is an Antichrist, and therefore we really are powerless.
Well, there is an Antichrist, but there's also an opposition as well, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
One of the greatest people who have written about this very subject and what I call the opposition, what Tracy calls the opposition, is William H. Kennedy. He's a writer and speaker and, on paranormal and religious topics. He's produced articles for many academic journals. He's also been involved with writing books about the Satanic Lodge, exposing the ritual abuse in the Catholic Church. He will be on the telephone with us coming up after the break, and we'll be talking with him about what he sees in the occult and what he predicts for the Church. A lot of strange things happening. This is all Ground Zero topic. This is all fascinating. And if you have anything you want to say about it, 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Tonight, a very intense show getting down to the bottom of what exactly is going on with the Antichrist, the Pale Horse meme, and the abuses that we're hearing about within the Catholic Church right here on Ground Zero.
Check out Blam 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 Comics.
Guns.
True Tales of Citizen Self-Defense. For more information, go to jackbitch.blogspot.com or jackbitch.com. I am the hot bot.
The eternal sea, he rises, creating armies on either shore, turning man against his brother. Till man exists no more.
The number you have dialed, 666, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
This evil army does exist. They have told us what they are doing. They have identified themselves. We are identifying the enemy. We have identified the enemy.
No, we are not men. We are beasts, and you have made us beasts. We will not walk. We will not talk. We will not gather in the night. We will dress right. Dress right. Dress ready. Run. And in the last resort, we will use cold blue steel and jab between the second and third ribs and twist.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Tonight we are taking on the demons, the Caco demons. We're talking about death, destruction, and of course, why else do we talk about it? Because it's in the news, it's the memes that have been generated. And tonight, Tracy R. Twyman is with me tonight. Of course, a lot of writings that she's written in the past have inspired me, and a lot of things that I do. I'm glad to have her with me tonight. But what's really good is that a friend of hers has also decided to come on the program. We have him all the way from Massachusetts tonight. William H. Kennedy, who is a writer and speaker on the paranormal and religious topics. He's written several books. He's got williamhkennedy.com. You need to go there and take a look at his site. One of the books that impresses me that I've read is Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church. Will you please welcome William H. Kennedy to the show? Hi, William. Welcome to Ground Zero.
Oh, thank you, Clyde. It's great to be here. Hi, Tracy.
Hello, William.
I wanted to bring you on the program because I've heard you on several other shows, and it seems that with your knowledge and the people you know, we're going to get the truth about what's going on behind the scenes in the Catholic Church, and we're going to get down to the bottom of whether or not what we're presenting about the Antichrist meme is reality. Tell us a little bit about your background just shortly before we go to the next break. It'll be in about another 3 or 4 minutes before we go. Tell us about your background and who your friends are and how you know about all this stuff.
Well, I'm 45 years old, and my academic background is in philosophy and religious studies. I got into this sort of thing because I'm a Roman Catholic myself, and I was very good friends with the late Father Malachi Martin, who sometimes pronounced his name Malachi Martin on the radio. And he had told me back in 1996 that Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston, near where I'm from, was running a pedophile ring, and that some of these pedophiles were Satanists. And at the time, I didn't believe him. That was like saying Cardinal Law was seen flying in a UFO.
Right.
I was skeptical. Now, just to quickly fast forward, Father Martin died in 1999, and in 2002, the Boston Globe broke the story that Cardinal Law was, in fact, running a pedophile ring. And over the next year and a half, I collected newspaper articles about Catholic priests who are also ritually abusing children, some of them in satanic services, and I put that together in a book called Lucifer's Lodge, which Tracy R. Twyman wrote the introduction to.
Exactly. And you have also being at the forefront in exposing a lot of what's happening. You also have a number of writings, writings that you've compiled that are also available on your website. Am I correct?
That's right. That's at williamhkennedy.com, and I'm running a special. All my e-books are free until April 21st, 2010. Because of all the things that are happening, I think it's more important to get this information out there.
I agree with you, because right now it seems that, you know, the whole religious meme, if you will, has taken over my show, and I'm sure people are thinking, oh, this Ground Zero show is all about religion. It's not about religion, only the fact that religion and politics have seemed to mix. And it seems that the politicians are looking the other way. Even the Pope is looking the other way when it comes to the robbing of the virtue of the children and the raping and quite possibly the drinking of innocent blood being done on the altars of the faith.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that, Clyde. And there's a Chinese curse that goes, may you live in interesting times.
Right.
And as horrible as all this is, it's all very fascinating as well. So it's a mixture of horror and fascination, which is a perfectly normal human reaction. So there's a lot of really interesting information I have that I'll be happy to share.
We will get to that. We're going to take a break right now quickly, and then as soon as the top of the hour passes, we'll be with William H. Kennedy and Tracy Twyman tonight as we discuss what is going on. People are becoming, I guess you could say, disenchanted. Some are horrified. I've had a number of people write me and tell me that my shows are frightening. Well, reality is becoming frightening. The paranormal is becoming science. And when the paranormal becomes science, it's time for us to go to work. And when religion is going completely out of control, when they ask questions about whether or not your president is the Antichrist, I start paying attention. We'll be back with more. If you have anything you'd like to add to the program tonight, it's 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We're going to take your phone calls and talk more with William H. Kennedy and Tracy R. Twyman. Coming up, keep it here on Ground Zero.
past them.
They are all cold-blooded reptilians.
Protecting Fulton the way it is. But tonight, we honor you for fighting for the way it could be.
Cold-blooded reptilians.
We're literally going to create our own lies, because we're buying into belief systems that say we ourselves are not mature enough or grown up enough to take care of our own selves. So we need somebody to come in here and take care of us. And that's an absolute recipe for disaster.
This is Ground Zero. This is my ego.
Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. We're talking Caco demons tonight. It's an ancient form of demon that shapeshifts, possesses reptiles, enters into the bodies of, what, it's strange, enters into the bodies of miscarriages, abortions, the war dead, sick souls. It's an old and ancient Enochian way of describing a demon, and how the demons, when they enter into the bodies of those who are wanting, those who need to be saved in some strange way, They're supposed to be under the guidance of these Caco demons, and when the Caco demons are guiding these, quote, avatars, what they do is they tell them that they need to attack children and women, and they're supposed to eat the children, molest the children, rob them of their virtue, and this creates a whole generation of demonically controlled people. Because we all know what traumatic mind control and sexual deviance does to people. It creates... It creates abuse, and the abuse perpetuates. With me tonight is Tracy R. Twyman. She, of course, if you want to go to quintessentialpublications.com, go there and take a look at what she's written. One of the articles that I always cite is The Apocalypse Plot. And also from Boston, Massachusetts tonight, we have William H. Kennedy on the telephone with us. He has written several great books and great things that are available now at his website, www.williamkennedy.com. He's here tonight to give us more commentary on the molestations and the plight of the Catholic Church. Welcome, William. Welcome, Tracy, back to the program.
Thanks.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, what we were talking about earlier is very at the moment, because what we're looking at in the Catholic Church is a worldwide child molestation which is being orchestrated from the Vatican. Now, I'm a Roman Catholic myself, so I don't want people to say that Ground Zero is anti-Catholic. I'm speaking as a Catholic concerning things that are happening in my own church.
Well, we had a program a long time ago about Opus Dei, talking about that secret group, and that all came about because of the, you know, of movies like The Da Vinci Code and several others. Now, you're saying that this whole pedophile situation is being orchestrated with the, I guess you could say, intention. It's intentionally being done by the Catholic Church.
Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm saying, Clyde.
For what purpose?
The ultimate purpose is one thing you have to understand. We're moving towards, as you were saying earlier, a one-world government and a one-world police force and ultimately a one-world religion. And when you look at all the religions in the world, the Roman Catholic Church is the ideal religion to take over. It's number one, the largest organization in the world. It has over 1 billion members, and it's also the most globally expansive. It goes to more countries than the United Nations or the World Health Organization. And the final reason, believe it or not, is economic. The Roman Catholic Church controls one-fourth of the world's gold supply. And a lot of that is in ornamental gold, like chalices and candlesticks, but they also have the highest amount of gold bars in the world, both in the Vatican vaults and in New York. And if the Catholic Church dumped all of their gold bullion on the world market tomorrow, they could crash the world economy immediately.
Isn't it true that I was reading somewhere that they are now shifting gold throughout the world, that apparently England has now shifted their gold to China? Tracy, were you talking about that on your program?
Yes, yes. A lot of the gold and silver actually is going over to China right now.
And a lot of the gold now, they're also bringing up the gold at the World Trade Center has not disappeared, or it's always been, or no one can find it now. That they're even saying that Fort Knox may not have the gold, that they've hidden it somewhere else. So
Fort Knox does not have the gold. Canada's gold vaults are virtually empty. Yeah, it's all in the hands of bankers.
This is like the Templars robbing the church before they run off with all of our wealth.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, there's no real money in circulation amongst the general public anymore. It's all in the hands of a few bankers.
So, William, this is all part of some planned agenda?
Yes, it is. What we're moving towards, we're already in a one-world economy. Any way you travel on Earth, debt will follow you. If you defect to Russia or China, you'll still have bill collectors calling you about your credit card bills. So we're already in a one-world economy. We're not moving towards it. We're in it now. We're moving towards a one-world military with the United Nations military force, and they're getting stronger and stronger as the years go by. Now, human beings by nature, when you're in this situation, we always look for an alpha male or a single leader to solve our problems. This goes back to our days as hunter-gatherers, when the chief or shaman would make all the decisions for the clan. And if you notice, people like Hillary Clinton use tribal language, like it takes a village and things of that nature. Well, when you start looking at that, when you use that model of a village onto the world, remember, hunter-gatherer cultures are quite brutal in the sense that there's a lot of infanticide and euthanasia.
Eugenics?
Eugenics. Tribal cultures have to do that or they wouldn't survive, like the Eskimos. They had to kill off the disabled or the whole clan would die. But when you project that model globally onto the world, it's going to be a horrible thing. Now, as I said, we as a species look for a single leader, an alpha male. It's almost in our genetics. And eventually, we're going to have a one-world leader, a global tyrant of some sort. Now, if you're of a religious bent, you can call that the Antichrist, but if you're an atheist, you can call that figure Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter. It's going to amount to the same thing. And I see within the next, say, 15 or 20 years, a single global tyrant will arise. Now, I should point out, people always ask me, is Obama the Antichrist? Is Tony Blair the Antichrist? Well, if you really look at the Bible, in 1 John, it says there is going to be a succession of Antichrist. There's going to be more than one.
Right.
gathering up to the final horrible one.
Well, what they do is they present the one that will be sort of the false prophet who speaks on behalf of the messianic order, who will lead the people into a messianic trust. The messianic trust will then be handed off to another, which I believe will be handed off to the Catholic Jesuit hierarchy, because what will happen is after the church goes through its problems dealing with this sexual molestation, the Jesuit order will have to take power in order to declare war on the church itself. Do you see that happening?
That could very possibly happen, especially with the Jesuits. They're within the Catholic Church, they're probably the most powerful sub-organization within the Catholic Church. Now, what we're looking at here, though, is ultimately there'll be this one world leader.
Sure.
And all of these things are building up to it. For example, on YouTube, you can see videos of people praying to President Obama, Obama, hear our cry, and all this stuff.
Yes.
So there's semi-worship of world leaders now. And when you look, a lot of world leaders have converted to Catholicism. Tony Blair just became a Catholic.
Yes, I read about that, too.
Running for the presidency of the European Union.
Right. And the Greeks,
they're also talking now about a single global currency, kind of based on the euro. The Chinese are pushing this very hard.
Right.
Overturn the dollar as the international currency and go towards some globalo or euro or something.
You've heard also that the Catholic Church, the Greek Orthodox Church, and the Church of England are trying to lay aside their differences so they can combine into being one ecumenical order in order to be more powerful. You've heard of this.
It's even more frightening than that, Clyde. At the United Nations, there is the Religious Unity Initiative, and this was started about 15 years ago. And across the street from the United Nations, there's this very strange chapel that is funded by the UN, and when you go inside it, they have an image of a Buddhist whale and the Muslim symbol and a Confucian symbol and a cross, and they are seeking to unify all the world's religion in the name of peace and tolerance under a single faith. And there's that the UN is doing that. And there's also another organization that's been promoted by the Muslims called A Common Word. And again, this seeks to unite all the world's religion under the false premise of peace and tolerance. Now, at A Common Word, at their gathering, and I know a lot of people in this organization, they're friends of mine, they don't know what they're doing, but they've had Skull and Bonesmen speak, like John Kerry. Madeleine Albright is a member of A Common Word. And it's very bizarre. If you go to their webpage, acommonword.com, there's a photograph of John Kerry there. And if you look at his eyes, they look kind of like a devil or a shapeshifter eyes. Now, I know people will say it's probably a camera glitch or a strange flash of light in his eyes, but he's standing before this A Common Word flag that's behind him, and his eyes look quite reptilian to me. Now, people will interpret that in many different ways and just say it's, you know, a flashbulb or something, but people right. can look at that and make up their own mind. But the bigger agenda is you see this single world religion being formed, and the Catholic Church, just because of its global expanse and membership, would be the ideal organization. You might remember about a year and a half ago, several hundred Muslim dignitaries visited the Vatican and Benedict XVI, and they signed a kind of peace accord.
Right, and it's something that a lot of people, and if you were to take a look at the old popes as opposed to what the new pope is saying, it was complete heresy for the church to allow this. I wanted to point out something else to you. I wrote something in an article last week about the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations model of unity and diversity, and I wanted to share this with you. You probably already know about it, William. The CFR's spiritual model of unity and diversity is a model that holds that Jesus is only one of many religious ways. The themes of the new global spirituality include all things are one, as above, so below. These are terms that are associated with Hermeticism. All is God, God is earth, God is man, God is nature. What we're getting at here is that the unity and diversity model for religion is pantheism. The idea that we should have all reverence to nature. What does that sound like to you?
That sounds like this one world religion under an antichrist.
Global warming, it sounds like to me.
With the ecological models thrown in there, you know, worship the earth for itself. And quite frankly, I think a lot of this global warming stuff is manufactured weather warfare. A friend of mine, Jerry E. Smith.
Yes, who just passed away. I'm sorry to hear that.
Away. But he did a lot of work on that, and he persuaded me. So I think a lot of this weather problem will be used as an excuse to send in troops, allegedly to bring aid, but ultimately to control people.
You're talking about HAARP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. They'll use HAARP to control the weather and try and shove as many of us as they can into FEMA camp-type situations.
Tracy, you wanted to ask something?
Yes, William, I wanted to ask what your reaction was a few months ago when the Pope said that there should be a world financial order, a new world financial order.
I did hear that, and that's exactly ties into everything that I'm talking about. As I say, the more you look into this, the more you see what I said earlier, we're moving towards this one world leader, one world government, one world religion. And remember, when they promote this, they're going to promote it as something very positive and very upbeat and very new age and very tolerant and very earth friendly. But ultimately what you're going to get is the complete opposite of those things. You're not going to get freedom and peace. You're going to get bondage. And, I mean, even right now, it's unbelievable, this new health care bill, that's just another way of invading people's privacy. And one thing in all of this, I'd like to warn the Ground Zero listeners, be careful what you put on things like Facebook about yourself and Twitter, because what a lot of those social networking things is, this is Big Brother getting people to spy on themselves.
I had a friend of mine, and she was on Facebook, who actually lost a job because of something she put on Facebook about herself. She didn't get a job because they snoop on Facebook and they do background checks on Facebook. I was thinking to myself, maybe that's one of the reasons why sometimes it's hard for other people to get jobs, is because of what they read on Facebook. One thing that I want to point out, we'll go to break in just a minute. One thing I want to point out is what William is talking about does have a lot more merit than you realize, because Paul Henri Spaak, who was the Prime Minister of Belgium and one of the early planners of the European Union, he was the President of the United Nations General Assembly, as well as Secretary General of NATO, said this: "We do not want another committee. We have too many already. What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all the people of the world and to lift us up out of the economic morass into which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and whether he be God or the devil, we will receive him." Very heavy stuff.
Unbelievable. That's the alpha male I was talking about.
Definitely so. Whether it's the alpha male or the antichrist is anyone's guess. Tonight on the program, William H. Kennedy, also Tracy R. Twyman. We're finding out just what really is going on and how important this is to you. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. If you have any questions or comments about what we're talking about tonight, both Tracy and William will answer your questions. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll get to as many calls as we can. We'll be back. Keep it here on Ground Zero. Host Clyde Lewis. Tonight on the program, two occult experts on the show, because when the occult becomes mainstream, we have to talk about it here at Ground Zero. It's funny how what I talk about, I used to think was like, what, under the radar? But now it's becoming commonplace with molestations in the Catholic Church, hearing more about murders, babies being burned, crazy stuff, antichrist, pale horrors prophecies. This is getting too weird, even for me. Tonight, Tracy R. Twyman on the program, and William H. Kennedy from Boston, Massachusetts, on the line with us tonight. And we're very happy to have them both here with us to talk about this very topic. This is, in my opinion, a coup, if you will. 1-800-344-KUFO is the number to call. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. If the number is busy, keep trying, because lines come, they go. We try to get as many on there as we can. William, Tracy had a question for you before we go to the calls.
Sure, go ahead.
Bill, you said that the child molestation was being done intentionally, orchestrated from the top by the Catholic Church, and that it was connected to this overall plot to unify the world in a one-world government. Can you explain how?
Well, that's a bit of a complex question, but very quickly, number one, when you rape a child, you have destroyed them spiritually, and they're pretty much lost souls for the rest of their lives. And if you're a Satanist posing as a Catholic pope or bishop, that's really what you want to do. Number two, the victims of child molestation, from my research, from talking to them, they suffered the effects of brainwashing, and they become kind of like Manchurian Candidate-type beings. It's a really bizarre thing. And number three, the big thing is it's generational. There are priests who molested children, their children, and even grandchildren. The same priest raped whole families. So you have a generational spiritual destruction and even brainwashing type situation.
So this will have repercussions for many years to come. We'll have a group of disassociative type people that have been molested by many many priests, and many who haven't even talked yet.
Thousands, if not millions, who haven't even come forward yet.
So do you think that this may be connected to what I've written about Project Monarch, the CIA plot to mind control people by subjecting them to rape and torture to break down their minds?
Definitely. It's trauma-based mind control. And just very quickly, at one of the places here in Boston, there was a Father Lane who ran a wayward boys' house called the Alpha Omega House. And he and the staff psychiatrist, Dr. Scott Ward, who used to molest children and also use the techniques of brainwashing to get them to do what they wanted. Dr. Scott Ward wound up in prison in Pennsylvania for molesting children and even brainwashing them down there. So what I'm talking about is very sophisticated and very tied in with things like Project Monarch and MK Ultra, Manchurian Candidate type figures.
Didn't they use communion wafers that were made out of human, excretions, and didn't they use like upside down crosses and crucifixes in their rituals?
All of those things that I've heard about, things I really don't want to say on the radio.
Okay.
I don't think the FCC would appreciate.
Yeah, I don't think they would either if we got too technical, but it is a horrible, horrible thing that's happening, and it just seems like, I'm hoping it's nothing like the satanic panic that we experienced in the 80s. I hope this is nothing like that, but it just doesn't seem to. It seems too organized, and it also seems like that Pope Ratzinger or Pope Benedict is looking the other way, and it's just almost like he's an accessory.
He's not looking the other way. He's actually running it. And there's just that case in Arizona where an ecclesiastical tribunal sent Ratzinger a letter saying that this particular priest was satanic. And this just came out a few days ago, and Cardinal Ratzinger just put the whole case on ice and let the guy keep going out and raping children. So he's not looking the other way. He's running it.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe that's going to be the thing where the Jesuits are going to take over and declare war on the church and change the church. It could even bankrupt the church. And wouldn't that be interesting if they bankrupted the church and then changed it?
A lot of things can go wrong, but it's hard to bankrupt an organization that controls one-fourth of the world's gold supply.
Good point.
They can bankrupt us is the problem.
That's true. Let's go to a phone call now. I want to tell everybody and caution people. I know that the phone system, we have some problems with it. Sometimes you can't hear us. If you can't, don't make mention of it because we know, but we're going to try to do our best to have you get your phone conversations in with William H. Kennedy and Tracy Twyman tonight. We're going to start off by going with Summer, who's calling from Salem tonight on line one. Summer, hi, you're on ground zero.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. What do you have to say tonight?
Oh, it is kind of mumbled. I've been listening to you guys for, you know, quite a while now, and everything you're saying makes perfect sense. It's really nice to hear somebody think like that. My question originally was for Tracy. A while ago, you were talking about bloodlines, spiritual ties, and, you know, to, you know, Lucifer himself or Jesus himself, and how could somebody find out that if they are tied to that, or in, like, how do you search back to see that tie, you know?
Summer, thank you. We'll answer the question off the air so you can hear it. I know the phones are having some problems. Thank you for calling. How do you trace back that? I know that there are genealogical ways of doing it. How do you trace that back?
Well, I'm talking about the fact that each European royal bloodline itself has a lineage going back somewhere else, and those all eventually can be traced to ancient cultures' royal bloodlines.
You know what I mean?
And then each ancient culture itself has its own mythology about how their kingship began.
Right.
And the myths are all really similar, actually. They're all basically retelling the same story in each their own cultural way. And it's about these beings coming down from heaven and interbreeding with human women and creating a royal bloodline that way. And in our own Judeo-Christian culture, it's remembered as the Nephilim or the fallen angels coming down.
From Genesis 6 in the Bible, I want to point something out to all of you, and many people don't know this. You know why the king and queen of England are the king and queen of England? It's not because one person woke up and said, hey, you're a king, I'm going to worship you, I'm going to give you a crown. No, they believe that they are the direct descendants of Jesus Christ. They believe that they are the direct bloodline of Jesus Christ. They believe that they are Christ on earth, no different than the vicar of Christ known as the Pope. They believe that they have the direct bloodline from Jesus Christ himself, basically stating that Christ did not die on the cross, that he was brought down from the cross and was revived, and he had children that had bloodlines that were amongst the French royalty, the German royalty, the Merovingian royalty, and they believe that they have the blood of Christ flowing through their veins.
That's true.
That's why they think they're kings and queens and they rule over you.
Yeah,
that's very true.
And nobody knows that. A lot of people, well, that's not true. That is true. They believe that they are the Christian, they are Christ on earth. They believe Queen Elizabeth is the Queen of Israel. They believe that they are Jews.
That's right.
And they're not.
Yeah, Herbert Armstrong used to write about that a lot. Trace their lineage back to the same thing.
And that's why when I say that I believe that Prince William is the Antichrist, or that will be the Antichrist, because he actually will be the king after Charles, if not Charles abdicates, and he will be the one to say that he is the equivalent of Christ on earth.
Well, and he's descended through Diana from the Stuart bloodline, and that bloodline is even more directly connected to the quote unquote Grail bloodline than the existing House of Windsor is.
Yes, exactly right. And that's my pick for the Antichrist, William. I don't know about you.
I don't know. I'm still up in the air. There's a lot of great candidates out there, though.
Yeah, well, everybody loves Prince William. They're not going to hate Prince William. They love him. He's so cute. Anyway, let's go to Jim.
I don't deny that couldn't happen. I'm just going to wait and see and hope for the best.
Yeah, let's go to Jarrett now. Jarrett, you're on Ground Zero. It's what line? I don't know what line. Line two. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jarrett.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hi there. I hate to have you repeat anything that you said earlier, but I listened and I noticed you talked about how the things are going to be changing with the future youth. And I currently volunteer and work with youth, and I was just wondering if you had anything to say or share to really help lighten in on that about how things are going to continue to shift and change our future youth and generation.
I can give you a little bit. There is actually a situation that just happened where Schaefer, well, who was she? She was in Tennessee.
You're talking about Nancy Schaefer, state senator in Georgia?
She tried to reveal that social services were actually kidnapping children for pedophile rings, and she ended up dead with her husband like a week after she made the speech. This is what's happening. I mean, this is coincidental. And they say no foul play was involved, but my God, she made that speech and she was dead like 3 or 4 days after, basically saying that social services were actually kidnapping and raping children, turning them over to the churches.
Is that what your question is about, the future of the mass rape of children? I mean, is that what you're talking about?
I don't know if you can hear us. We have problems with the phones. What I'm getting at is, he's saying, how's this going to affect the youth? Well, I know how it's going to affect the youth. I've dealt with children who've been raped before. I've worked with these, and I actually was involved with something called Don't Buy Thai with the Thai sex trade. where I was involved with trying to get kids out of Thailand. You know, it affects them. They become withdrawn. Some of them end up becoming criminals. I mean, it turns a whole group of people into disassociative. It creates disassociative disorders.
You know, part of my theory about the mass rape of children with the complicity of the state and other institutions of power, I think in a way that this is our overlords, our slave masters sort of just collecting what they think is theirs. You know, they think that they own our bodies. That's why they think that they can, you know, through the health care bill, they can tell us what to do with our bodies. And I also talked on my radio show a couple weeks ago about how they're changing laws so that they can start taking our organs from us without our consent.
Right.
And I think that they think that they have the right to just use our children whenever they want to.
Is that the company, Bitby? They're telling you now your organs are your own. Don't let anybody take them from you.
Exactly.
And in fact, they're actually letting people die so the organs can be taken. I wanted to do a show to expose the fact that when I was studying mortuary science, one of the biggest bitches I ever had was this. They can foreclose on a house. They can take away grandma's money to basically bury grandpa. But if grandpa donates his eyes to someone, grandpa doesn't make any money off that. You see?
You're right,
so
yeah.
Grandma's going to go to the poorhouse while somebody else can see, and while somebody who got those eyes are making a profit off that.
Yeah. One of our sponsors on our radio show is Because Your Body Belongs to You. It's an organization that is lobbying to try to make it legal to at least make a contract on your own to be paid for your organs if you choose to donate them.
I agree with that, because someone is making money, and they're also doing this black market organ taking in China and places like that.
Yes.
It's going to get out of hand here in America, especially with healthcare changing. People are going to want to basically let people die in order to get their organs.
I think the organs are going to end up on the market and end up going to China because we owe them so much money.
Oh, it's crazy. It's all blood money, and it's all crazy, and it's all part of the sacrifice, the ritual sacrifice that's going on, the pale horse meme that I talked about, and this whole Antichrist thing. Let's go down to Sarah on line one. Sarah, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi. I was wondering if any or all the three of you had heard of the recent charges in process by Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens against the Pope for war crimes. Or was it crimes against humanity? I think it was crimes against humanity.
Crimes against humanity. I did hear about that, and I don't agree with everything Richard Dawkins says, but in that particular case, I agree with him. I think that the current Pope should be charged with crimes against humanity in some kind of world court. I was saying this 2 or 3 years before Richard Dawkins, because when you look at how many children have been raped and how many lives have been ruined, it's much larger than the Holocaust, and it's horrible. He should be. I agree with Dawkins on that.
Thank you for your call. Let's go now to James, line five. You're on Ground Zero with William H. Kennedy and Tracy R. Twyman. Go ahead.
Hi. You know, you guys have touched on so many subjects that I would just love to be able to speak out upon that it's just not even funny. I at the very least, to say something about the younger generations, I've been noticing, and I mean, I'm only 25, but I've just been noticing from generations above me and the kids coming up behind me, it seems like it's coming at a more dramatic rate. I'm pagan, and I see these kids coming out, and they are more sensitive. Just as the years are going by, they're getting more and more sensitive, the auras are stronger, they see more, their third eye is more open, just from the start.
Many
so
of them.
I could only wonder how it would cause damage.
Because it wears them down? That kind of stuff wears them down? They have that on them? They have the humiliation and the robbing of virtue? And when you have the virtue taken away, it basically creates another personality, a hidden personality that can come out at any time, as William talked about, a Manchurian candidate type of attitude. When you have enough traumatic mind control going on through sex and molestation, I mean, read about what Hitler had to go through when he was a kid. You know, read about some of the other leaders of the world that went through traumatic-based controls sexually and physically. And they become angry, they become withdrawn, and many of them don't live to even see 30.
Well, right, and that only makes people even more susceptible for for entities like the Keiko demons, and I believe demons are a very real force about us. I think they've been running a lot of the behind the scenes things. Now I think there's good forces running behind the scenes too.
Yeah, well, you know, the Keiko demon, what's really interesting is when that was brought up to me, and I had to look up and found out it was an Enochian demon. I realized, I think that the Enochian demons and the demons that are hardly talked about, I mean, Satan's the big guy, but when you start talking about these other lesser demons that are easily placed into avatars to run the world and to run people into the ground, I think that we should pay attention to something like that, because I've seen dark forces at work, and believe me, demons do exist. They may not be little scary horned creatures, but they certainly have a way of getting into the minds of people, and sex is one way to do it.
You know, I can't prove that this is true, but I know I interviewed some people who said that they were subjected to trauma-based mind control and rape, and some of them said that they were infected with demons, that was part of it. They would traumatize you to the point where you were open, your mind was open, and then insert the demon.
That's right. It cracks open a part of the mind, and then that you insert that personality, and it comes later. It's a programming mechanism that if you read about, it's real, and it happens. Tonight, Tracy R. Twyman on the program, and William H. Kennedy. Talking about Keiko demons, we're talking about the church, molestation, and how it seems things are out of control. Keep it here on Ground Zero. We'll be back.
Like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
You awesome. It's my energy star rating.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not too grabbable. I repeat, not too grabbable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
Andy's got energy efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait
for me. Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Since
panic,
it was only her for a moment. You are listening to Ground Zero. I am the Hot Pot.
Preach to have prayed on children.
Preach to have prayed on children.
It is alleged that the Pope knew about the pedophilia and did nothing.
Preach to have prayed on children.
Preach to have
prayed on children.
Preach to have prayed on children. Preach to have prayed on children.
The church had a Jesuit-run private school, the Canadian College in Berlin, sexually abused and beat their pupils in the 1970s and 80s.
When the Messiah speaks, do you go here? And the Messiah is absolutely speaking. We'll be right back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, Generation 666, tonight with William H. Kennedy, Tracy R. Twyman, 1-800-344-KUFO, 1-800-344-KUFO. Got a question of William, and then we'll go to more calls. William, Tracy and I are both, you know, we were talking about this during the song. You know, you knew Malachi Martin very well, and he had actually had a lot of secrets that he didn't tell Art Bell. And I was curious, what did he tell you about the third secret of Fatima? Because I've had my theories about what it is. What did he tell you about it?
What he told me about the third secret of Fatima was he was under an oath not to reveal it. So he didn't give me all the specific details. But what he did say, that it was a very long document, and it involved the overtaking of the papacy by demonic forces. Now, what the Vatican released a couple years ago didn't really add up to what Father Martin said, in that what they released, Father Martin said there were more pages to what Cardinal Bea had told him was in the third secret of Fatima.
I had also heard that in the third secret, they see the children saw the Pope crawling over bodies of dead people. As the seven hills are destroyed, and of course there is the prophecies of Malachi that state that the new pope, the pope that will be replacing Cardinal Ratzinger, will be a black pope.
Peter the Roman.
And there is actually the head, or he's stepped down now, but the head of the Jesuit black popes was a guy by the name of Peter. Can't remember his last name. He's a German as well. But the Jesuits are the black popes. And if the Jesuits are in power, that means the church is at war.
Oh, definitely so. The next few years are going to be horrifying within the Roman Catholic Church.
No doubt in my mind either, with all this stuff going on. There's no other result for them other than to basically declare war on everyone else, and it's going to be an interesting time when it's finally... They're going to call this the... That's part of this whole prophecy stuff. It's really creepy. And let's go to some more calls. Let's go to Reba now on line three. Reba, hi, you're on Ground Zero. Quick. Hi, you're on Ground Zero, Reba. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I have a theory, okay? The theory is that there's a certain reason why we have all these good people and all these bad, like, evil people in the world.
Okay.
The reason is that there has to be a certain balance of good and evil. Otherwise, if it's all good in the world pretty much be like a really bad sitcom. So evil in the world would pretty much be like a terror movie.
Right.
So you see a balance, so it's pretty much... equal, and we don't have one or the other.
But we see that the balance is now being leaning towards more evil than good in the world. Am I correct?
Yes, it might be more of one at one at a certain time, but in the end, it always balances out.
Let's hope.
The way I see that is that in some religions, they say that God sends down like angels to as you know the good souls.
Right.
Well, in order to maintain that balance, he has to also let Satan send up evil souls, which are supposed to be burning for eternity.
So actually we're living a full-on supernatural episode right now, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Reba, for the call. That's what it seems like to me. Thank you. Let's go to Nate now on line six. Hi, Nate, you're on Ground Zero with William H. Kennedy and with Tracy R. Twyman. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a little loud. You have an issue with the phone thing, but... Yeah, my two cents is I like what Reba said, and, you know, there is good and evil, but at the same time, if you do good, there's only going to be good coming out of it. But if you do bad in the way of perspective of life, you're only going to do bad. You know, people believe that 2012 is ending. Well, if you really do believe that, you know, the world will end.
You're right. And so if we got all these people convinced that the world's going to end and that our mindset and consciousness is aimed towards that, then we might as well just kiss our asses goodbye in 2012, right?
Yeah, I couldn't hear that last part. But
well, all I'm saying is that if you're pointing the bone, as they say, at people and telling them they're going to die, then chances are they're going to die because that's how the mind works. If you molest and you create traumatic mind control on people, it's going to push them in a direction that they wouldn't normally go. Correct? That's the way I look at it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bob now. Hi, Bob. You're on Ground Zero. Go ahead, quickly. Bob on line two. Sorry.
Hi, yeah. I was just wanting to say that with all this prophecy, biblical prophecy being fulfilled, I mean, obviously it's just all kind of a plan to control your minds and basically take your money away and take away all your needs of survival. And through this, they're just basically control you. And I'm just curious what you guys think there may be events in the near future, such as, like, maybe as we're told, like, to go to, like, a microchip technology on the population and what may be happening, in the near future. And so then I'll take the call offline.
Okay, thanks. Tracy, your future idea. What do you think is going to happen?
As far as the one-world government currency and microchip,
right.
Absolutely, that's happening. And, yes, what the callers have talked about is basically my theory as well, that I think the people who are doing this want us to think that there's an apocalypse coming so that we'll give in to it.
William, what do you think?
I would agree. I just think from all the trends that are going, we're eventually going to have this global tyrant, whatever you want to call him. And I think it's going to be within the next 10 or 15 years.
My theory is this. This is my belief. I believe that you don't need a chip to be getting the mark of the beast. I believe that the 666 we hear about is you. It is your body. And the control of your body is the great 666. Because remember, the mark of man is 6. His origins is 6. And on the 6th day, he was created. 666. Also, if you base us down to carbon molecules, we are 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neutrons. We are 666.
So you're saying we don't even have to have the chip.
Nope.
It's just if we're doing fingerprint... technology or anything like that.
Fingerprint technology, anything that has to do with biometrics,
mm-hmm.
any way that they can take and read your DNA, 666 right there. Genome, your genome is your 666.
Well,
and if they can, what's that?
Even now.
What's that?
They can get that from your sweat.
Exactly right. And so when they say that you have it in your hand and your forehead, it's because you will have a marker. A genetic marker that you will be given once they determine it with this new health care and everything else,
mm-hmm.
and you will have to remember it. Whether it's in your hand, you have your fingerprints, and in your forehead, you have your thoughts. And it's what makes you up. Because remember, it says, in the end, the books will be opened. They're not talking about books. They're talking about your body.
Right.
It's all this health care plan is diabolical in the sense that it's the controlling mechanism to have you fully, genetically, everything on a list, on a electronic list, in order for them to look you up and know where you live and know what you have to do to survive, and they can cut you off at any time. So you will no longer be able to buy, you'll be no longer be able to sell, you will no longer be able to do anything unless you let them have your body, and that is your 666.
The only reason why they don't have implantable chips now is because of people believing in the Antichrist. I mean, I've seen so many stories about how companies want to move to this, banks want to move towards this, and people are resistant to it. They keep saying, you know why people are resistant to
because
it?
Because they think it's the mark of the beast.
Exactly.
It's already gone. You're already there. You are your own mark of the beast. You are the 666.
I think you're right there. They don't need to implant anything in your body.
No, because they say... The mark of the beast is a mark of the man, and that the mark of man is 666. It's just really creepy that people will buy into all this other what I call eschatology, when in reality your body is going to be controlled by them. And one way to do it is to molest you. One way to do it is to trauma-based mind control you. And the other way to do it is to basically take away your ability to get out of pain, and to take away your ability to eat and drink.
Unless you go through their system.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. William H. Kennedy, where do we go to look at your stuff?
WilliamHKennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com. There's tons and tons of free stuff that everyone is welcome to enjoy.
You'll be linked from the Ground Zero site as well. It was a pleasure having you on the program. I hope to bring you back again. Would you come back if I invited you?
I'd love to come back. I had a great time, though the topic was depressing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Tracy R. Twyman, of course, you're going to be back a lot of times because I love you. I love having you around. So thank you for being on the program tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Ground Zero tonight. Thank you so much, everybody out there listening and calling in tonight. I have some very important information for you coming up soon. We'll be doing another Ground Zero Lounge, and we'll be doing it at a very interesting place. We're going to be doing it at a Masonic temple, and that'll be coming up on May 22nd. We'll give you more details on that. Just thought we'd throw that in at the last of the show. ZeroPointRadio.com. Go there and listen. We'll be on every night at 10 o'clock. I'm Clyde Lewis. Good night from Ground Zero.
Brothers Penrockers
starts now.
101 KUFO.
Portland's Rock.